With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Chris from North Granby is on the phone ready to play Can't Beat Christine. Chris, what do you do for a living?
I am a renal social worker in dialysis.
Well, you're doing the Lord's work.
Try.
Seriously. Hey, if you ever get an extra kidney, I might need one. I did a lot of drinking in my 20s.
You don't want my kidney.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get Christine out of the studio. 5 questions of pop culture trivia. If you can get more right than Christine, Chris, you are going to get that $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Total Fitness Equipment, okay?
All right, let's do this.
Remember, a tie is considered a loss. Question number one. Keanu Reeves has his first serious relationship in decades with artist Alexandra Grant, and Twitter is actually happy for him. Weird, I know. What is the name of the character he currently plays that is out for vengeance over the loss of his dog?
John Wick.
Question number two. Katie Holmes has opened up about becoming a mom in her 20s and growing up alongside her daughter, Suri. Katie came to fame on which WB show as the girl next door, Joey Potter?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Question number three. Emma Watson just won't admit she is single. She says she is self-partnered. Well, at least her movie characters find love. Who did Hermione Granger end up with in Harry Potter?
Ron Weasley.
Question number four. It's been announced that Jimmy Kimmel will again team with Norman Lear to bring his live sitcoms back to ABC. Name one of the two live shows they brought to us last year.
I have no clue.
All right, and question number five. Music producer Andy Wu mashed up Justin Bieber's Sorry with Selena Gomez's Lose You to Love Me. When was the last year they were a couple? This is a multiple choice. Was it 2018, 2016, or 2014?
2018.
All right, let's get Christine back in the studio. How do you feel you did, Chris?
I blew it.
Yeah, but she saves lives, so it's not a big deal.
Well, Chris, you did better than you thought. 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Sorry, my bell went into renal failure there. All right, here we go. Question number one. Keanu Reeves has his first serious relationship in decades with artist Alexandra Grant, and Twitter is actually happy for him.
Okay.
Weird, I know. What is the name of the character he currently plays that is out for vengeance over the loss of his dog?
Oh my God. Shoot. I've seen the movies.
There's 3 of them.
I know. Oh, John Wick.
1-1. Question
grief.
2. Took a while to get there, but okay.
I know.
Katie Holmes has opened up about becoming a mom in her 20s and growing up alongside her daughter, Suri. Katie came to fame on which WB show as the girl next door, Joey Potter?
Dawson's Creek?
2-1. Question number 3. Emma Watson just won't admit that she is single. She says she's self-partnered. Well, at least her movie characters find love. Who did Hermione Granger end up with in Harry Potter?
Oh, the redhead.
I need a name. There were a few. John Wick.
Stop.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, you're killing. Come on. My brain can't function this fast. Dumbledore.
Oh, sorry. His character actually gay. Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
All right, here we go. Question number 4. It's been announced Jimmy Kimmel will again team with Norman Lear to bring his live sitcoms back to ABC. Name one of the two live shows they brought back last year.
The Jeffersons.
Or All in the Family. Yeah. And question number 5. Music producer Andy Wu mashed Justin Bieber's Sorry with Selena Gomez's Lose You to Love Me. When was the last year they were a couple? This is a multiple choice. Was it 2018, 2016, or 2014?
2016.
Ooh, sorry.
2018?
We end in a tie.
Whoa,
3-3. Chris, I am sorry. You do not get the $100 gift card, but you do get tickets to see the musical Anastasia at the Bushnell January 14th.
Oh, that's awesome. That's very exciting. I'm happy about that.